I respect everybody in the room. And I know this, if we start next season like we did this past year, 1-5, you guys will get a new champion of life going forward to next year. So that's there's a lot of responsibility that goes into having an opportunity to be tied with a great organization like this. And I think, you know, Brian, and I've known him for a number of years, but he reached out to me about this possibility with being teamed up with this organization. And, you know, growing up, I grew up in a small town, a rural town in Oklahoma, and growing up forever, I wanted my only dream, I was going to be a firefighter. I was going to be a fireman. That's what I was going to do. And I respect the job that you guys and gals do in our world. Today, you make it a better place, and I appreciate it. And it's probably, if I look at it, the most respectful job and opportunities that really help make our communities a better place. And I thank you for everything and all the services that you provide. Very honored to be here, humbled really when you walk in the door and you realize the way that you guys approach your job on helping others and making our world a better place. I look at the platform that I have just because of my title, the platform that I've got to be able to try to make a difference in some organization or some capacity, and I've got 117 players that it's my responsibility to take them every day and give them the structure and the resources to go be successful. And if you look at our locker room right now, you go in and the culture that's been set, it doesn't matter what color you are or what you look like or what your uniform is or what the name on the back of it is or how much money you do or don't have, but it's working together to make our small part of the university better. To recognize and realize that we're trying to do everything we can to represent our university in the right way. Obviously, you've got to win games, that comes along with it, but also it's a service business. Of all the people that I've got on our staff, of we've got 117 players, we've got about 220 employees that really day-to-day activity, our job at the end of the day is to serve our kids and to give them the opportunity to go be successful. I look at there's a lot of correlation between some of the things that you guys and gals do on being in the service industry and business and what we do. And at the end of the day, when I've got a kid that graduates and I've given them the ability to go be successful, and I've also got a charge that, and I visited with our team last night about it in a team meeting, I feel a strong responsibility to take those guys and put them into the real world and make our world and society a better place. And I feel like if I do that from the age of 18 to 22, then I've done my job and we've done the things that we need to provide not only resources for them, but for them to change and make our world a better place. So I appreciate and thank you guys for your tremendous sacrifices. And like was said, if you know, at some point when this kicks in and the funds are needed, I'm hopeful that working together, that all of us that are part of this, that will help those families that need it. So I thank y'all so much. And I think lunch is coming up next.